Hallelujah. You're welcome to today's episode of At His Feet. Let's just say a word of prayer as we begin today's meeting. Our Heavenly Father, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we worship you, we exalt you, we bless your holy name. We thank you, O God, for how you have led us throughout this week. We thank you for bringing us to the end of this month. We thank you for bringing us to another At His Feet session tonight. Father, we ask, O God, that even as we worship you, even as we praise you, even as we listen to your word, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you speak to us in the name of Jesus. And Father, even as we move into the worship session, we ask, O God, that you help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. I know his name. I know his name. His name is wonderful. I know his name. I know his name. I know his name. His name is powerful. I know his name. I know his name. I know his name. His name is excellent. I know his name. I know his name. I know his name. His name is wonderful. I know his name. I know his name. His name is wonderful. I know his name. I know his name. I know his name. His name is powerful. I know his name from east to west. No other God, from north to south, I say there is no other God. From east to west, no other God, from north to south, I said there is no other God. I don't know if you know any other God. I don't know if you've experienced any other God that is as generous and as good as our God is. But if you know that there is no other God like our God, from east to west, from north to south, I want you to sing this song from the depths of your heart tonight.
Other God, from north to south, I said there is no other. There is no other God from east to west. No other God from north to south. We say there is no other God. Yahweh, Yahweh, you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 hey, you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Singing Yahweh, Yahweh, you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You are wonderful, you are wonderful. So wonderful in your ways. You are powerful, you are powerful. So powerful in your ways. You are excellent, you are excellent. So excellent in your ways. Singing Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. The Holy Ghost, we chant in the Holy Ghost, yes, we scream in the Holy Ghost, chanting the Holy Ghost. Yes, we chant in the Holy Ghost. 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 For in Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. What an awesome time worshiping God. I want us to continue and ride on praying in the Spirit. Maleka zuga debo koshia koza libo kosia koseteye. His name is wonderful. His name is excellent. His name is Jesus. Maloga zuye keseteye. And there's absolutely no like him. Megedegezia koza libo kosia keseteye. Lord, we praise you. We worship you. Mana magoza liko seliba goza libo koshia koza liga. Mana kolika sute ye ligada bado shetiye gede gede. It's a privilege, it's an honor, Lord. Rebo kuzia ko setia galibo gozo godo godo. Rima koze libo siyako seteye. To be able to lift our hands to the creator of the world. Regede gede. It's a privilege to have you as our Father. We worship you. Rekezi ma koze liga debo kuzia ko seteye. Gade rimana mazoko siye kesi mia makoje libo godo gosiye kesi te libo gozo godo godo ramakiye musite ligada bada bada rimo kosiye kesiye kesi te libo gozo godo boshia mazuga de gade. Malekezie kesira ko shalibo gozogo dogodo rima ko setie. Go on praying in the Spirit. Maleke sete yege dege 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 de miya mako setie. Prepare your heart to receive all that the Lord has for you tonight. Malika sote ye. Thank the Lord for his word that comes consistently to guide us, to strengthen us. Maloko ziaga do shalibo kosia badoza lika. Lord, you've always been faithful in bringing your word to us consistently every week. Manama sori kasute yege dege dege de milako za libo koshiga de. Lord, we declare that we are ready. We are ready for your word tonight. We are ready for your word tonight. Today is the last edition of obedience to the call. Let's thank him for his word that has come in from week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4. Let's thank him for opening our eyes to divine truth. Mazore kesite ye kaluba labada. Mazekeri bokoshia gade bado se ye kasute ye. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Regede. Makoliye baliye bosiye bori makoshiye balabalia masute ye. Rimakoliye bokuza libagalea bakosha libagada bada. Rimakozi yegede boshiya makoliya masute ye bariga dosha degade bada. Thank you for what you've got for us tonight, Lord. Ribo kosuta libo gozogo doshetiye baliba koza libago. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Riba kozi yamanu sateyegede. Rima kuliya baliya basoteye
him. Let's go ahead to pray for light, that as the word comes tonight, the eyes of our understanding is enlightened to every truth that will be unveiled tonight. In the name of Jesus, that as the word is taught, as our eyes are enlightened, we are strengthened and enabled to do. We are strengthened and enabled to act on the word that's taught tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you for enablement to do. We are doers of your word and not just hearers alone. Receive strength and grace to act on your word. Mako silako si katia gado shali bako zeli gade re mako zali gada bada. Father, we give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Our precious Father, we're grateful. Thank you for all that you've got for us tonight. Thank you for the great, awesome, and glorious things in righteousness that you're going to unveil to us tonight. We declare that our hearts are ready to receive. Yes, our hearts are ready to receive. And thank you, Father, because as your word comes, grace is given unto us to act on it. Grace is given unto us to do your word. And we are doers of your word. Therefore, we are blessed in all things. In the name of Jesus, we've prayed. Amen. Glory to God.
Honor, giving praise to the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 To the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the blood of Christ I stand. Every tribe, every land, every people, every land, giving glory, giving honor, giving praise unto the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. By the blood of Christ I stand. Every tongue, every tribe, every people, every land, giving glory, giving honor, giving praise unto the Lamb of God. Oh, giving praise unto the Lamb of God. Come on, lift up your hands and sing with me. Giving praise unto the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God is Jesus. Come on. Giving praise unto the Lamb of God. Let's give him praise tonight. Giving praise unto the Lamb of God. Jesus, we worship you. Giving praise unto the Lamb of God. Jesus, we honor you. Giving praise unto the Lamb of God. We exalt you, Lord. Giving praise unto the Lamb of God. We adore you, Lord. Giving praise unto the Lamb of God. Revelation chapter 7 verse 9 says, it says, "And this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindred, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands." Glory to God. Verse 10, what were they crying? What were they saying? They cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love the scripture so much because, you know, anytime I read it, I'm always like, "Father, thank you," because we are going to take so many people, you know, from different parts of the world, different people of different nations of, you know, tongue, you know, kindred. We're going to take them to heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I read the scripture, I'm like, yes. Thank you, Father. People from all nations, they'll be saved. People from every tongue will be saved. Every people. It says every people. What does that tell you? What does that mean? It means prostitutes. It means drunk addicts. It means, you know, drug addicts. It means drunk addicts. It means cultists of all people. It says kindreds. All of them, they were in heaven. It was a great multitude. Amen. Glory to God. It was a great multitude. And they were crying with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." Hallelujah. If you're born again here, I want you to rejoice. I want you to give God all the praise. Amen. Because this great multitude, you're part of it. Hallelujah. You're part of this great multitude that Revelation chapter 7 verse 9 is talking about. Amen. Father, thank you for the salvation of our soul. Hallelujah. And let me also tell you, part of the great multitude that this scripture is also talking about, all right, these are going to be people that you and I are going to bring into the kingdom, into salvation. This great multitude are filled with people. This great multitude is full of people that you and I are going to usher into heaven. Amen. And how is God going to do that? He's going to do that through what He has called us to do. He's going to use our life assignment to bring about this great multitude of people from different nations. Hallelujah. So God is going to be sending some of you to different nations. God's going to be sending some of you to people of, you know, of different kindreds. It's going to be sending some of you to people of different tongues. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that we can have this fulfillment. We can have this scripture fulfilled. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to At His Feet. Amen. Obedience to the call. This is the last Friday of the month. Amen. This is the last Friday of the month, and I'm super excited for the word that God has in store for us. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for At His Feet tonight. Oh, Kabalida Bahanda Kosha, you have been gracious to us. You have been good to us. You have taught us your word. You have taught us what it means to be called. You have taught us, you know, what we need to do, what we need to do, how we need to prepare ourselves for the call of God and how we need to arise. Lord, I say thank you. You've showed us how that we are connected, how that we are connected. We are the body of Christ, how that our calling affects another person. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Lord God, tonight I ask that you speak through me. I trust you, Father. I lean on you, O God. I lean on you, O God, to give me words for your daughters. Oh, Father, Lord, cause your word to shine in their hearts in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we've prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're excited to be here, I wanted to show some excitement on the group. Let me see your favorite smiley. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome your fellow sisters in the community. Say you're welcome to At His Feet. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How was last week At His Feet? I believe you were blessed. I was tremendously blessed. Amen. You know, it's good to know that what God has called us to do, you know, we are connected. We are all connected, you know, in the body of Christ. This is why You must never envy another person. All right, you must never envy another person. Okay, we are not fighting against ourselves. We are working towards a big kingdom agenda. All right, glory to God. So tonight we're going to be looking at the very last part of the series. Like I feel like saying I'm going to miss the series, but I mean, I'm a woman that I've decided to walk by the Spirit. He can tell us to continue it. You know. But God has a word for us today, and I'm super, super excited about it. Alright, so turn with me to our major scripture for the series. Who remembers where it is? Alright, you should remember. You should know that scripture by now. You should know it, you know. By closing your eyes, you know where that scripture is. Romans chapter 5 verse 19. It says, "For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. But by the obedience of one, shall many be made righteous." Hallelujah. By one man's disobedience, many people became sinners. By one man's obedience, many people were made righteous, shall be made righteous. By one man's obedience, shall many be made righteous. Hallelujah. And it's already happening now. We can see how that the obedience of Jesus has led to you and I getting born again. Amen. Think about it. If Jesus had not obeyed to come to die for us, mankind would have been doomed, you know. Mankind would have been wiped off, you know. But Jesus accepted the call of God. He accepted to give his life for us. Hallelujah. If you read, there was a scripture we looked at in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7, you know, Jesus said, "Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of books. It is written of me to do thy will, O God." Oh, glory to God. Jesus said, "I have come for what? I have come to life to get married. I have come to life to make money. I have come to life to look good and wear all the nice clothes and do all the, you know, become the world famous." Is that why it came to life? Let's read it again. It says, "I have come in the volume of books. It is written of me to do thy will, O God." See, I want it to rest in your heart forever and ever that the reason you are here, the reason you're in the face of the earth, is so that you will do the will of God. Hallelujah. And this affects every aspect of your life, including you get married to. Hallelujah. See, people feel like, why is it that we always talk about the will of God, the will of God, the will of God, the will of God, concerning marriage? It's not like we're trying to say it's only marriage that you should see God through. Your entire life, the reason you are on earth is so that you will do the will of God. Hallelujah. You are not here just to, you know, self-exist and just do anything you like. No. This revelation is to dawn in our hearts that the reason we are here, the reason we are living, the reason we are alive, the reason we have come to the face of the earth is so that we would do the will of God, is so that we would carry out God's will upon the face of the earth. Amen. If you're listening to me right now, I'm sure you are alive. That's why you can hear me. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to know that you're not here to occupy space. Hallelujah. You are here for a specific purpose. And it's not a purpose that you are just going to design for yourself. It's a plan that God himself has preordained for you. Amen. If you read, you know, the epistles, you know, some of the epistles, you see where Paul says, "I, Paul, by the will of God, an apostle, by the will of God." Colossians 1:1 says, "I, Paul, called to be an apostle, by the will of God." Amen. God has a will for your life. He has a plan for your life. There is something God wants you to do upon the face of the earth. And hear this, it is very key. Amen. Glory to God, it is very important. Hallelujah. It's the whole essence of your existence. The reason you are here is so that you will do the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I don't know if you're listening to me. You have crafted and designed something for yourself. That, oh, when I'm 20, I'm going to do this. By the time I'm 30, I'm going to do this. Continue. By the time you discover what God will have you do, it may just be a total different ball game than what you've been designing. That's why I like to tell people, see, discover what God has called you to do now. Amen. Before you go and waste energy, waste money, waste time building something, crafting something, and, you know, going to a path that God did not design you for. And then when you now get to 40 or 50, you now realize that, oh, I've lived a life that was never meant for me. But that is not your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. God visited a young man, a young boy, in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1, God visited him and God said to him, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I have called you to be a prophet. I want us to turn there. Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 4. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 4. Glory to God. Amen. God was saying, he says, see, before I formed you in the belly, God says, I knew you. Hallelujah. Someone's like, why should God have a will for my life? Why can't I just have a will for my life? Hello, he's the one that formed you. Amen. He's the one that created you. You did not create yourself. If you're the one that created yourself, fine. You can have a will. For example, if I go to the market and I buy foodstuff, you know, I cook. All right. I cook efo. I cook egusi. I make banga. Alright, these are the things that I made. I can decide that throughout, you know, Sunday, we're going to eat efo. On Monday, we'll eat, you know, egusi. On Tuesday, we'll eat the banga. Because as one that created it, so I can, you know, decide how I want, you know, it to be ate in the house. How I want it to be eaten, rather. Amen. I can decide how I want it to be eaten. Amen. Glory to God. You know, because I was one that cooked it. I was one that prepared it. The reason God has a say over your life, over what he wants you to do, the reason you don't have a say is because you're not the one that made yourself. You're not the one that formed yourself. God formed you. God made you. Amen. So he has a will for why he made you. He has a reason. He has a purpose for why he made you. He says, before I formed you in the belly, I knew thee. Hallelujah. Before God formed you in your mother's womb, in the belly, he knew you. Meaning that he had a plan for you. He knew you means that he knew what he wants you to do. He knew you means that he knew why he formed you. He knew you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, he says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. Amen. Just like I go out and before I step into the market, I already know what I want to go and buy. I know that, okay, as I'm going to the market, what I want to cook is, I want to cook vegetable. So, before I go to the market, I already know that it's vegetable I want to cook. So, anything I'm buying in the market has to be things that would make me prepare, you know, that I will use in preparing that vegetable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, God did not just, you know, put you in your mother's womb and then when you came out, it's like, okay, what do we do with this one? No. Before he formed you in your mother's womb, he already had a plan for you. So, I want you to get this. I want you to get this. Your calling existed before you did. Did you get that? Did you get that? Oh, Kabbalah Dabaha Shandi. The reason God made you existed before you did. Amen. You've been in God's mind. Hallelujah. You've been in his heart before the foundation of the world. Okay. But before he began forming your body, do you understand? Before he began designing you in your mother's womb, your essence, the reason why he wants you to be on earth, the reason why he was forming you, was already with him. You already had a purpose. You already had a reason. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you see this thing called the call of God. You see this thing called the call of God. It's our essence. Hallelujah. If you come to this life and then you live your life without discovering that which God knew about you, the reason why God formed you, and you come to this life and just go like that, you have wasted your life. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why we need to discover what God has called us to do. He said, before you came, before you were formed in your mother's womb, your mother's belly, I knew you. He says, before thou came forth out of the womb, he says, I already sanctified thee. I already ordained thee a prophet unto nations. Hallelujah. Before you had a right to even choose anything, God had already chosen a path for you. Why? Because he made you. Why? Because he formed you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has already ordained you for a specific assignment. God has already separated you. Sanctified means, you know, to consecrate. God has already separated you for a particular assignment, for a particular purpose. Amen. But have you discovered it? Do you know what it is? Amen. I love the scripture so much. It tells us that, see, God was telling Jeremiah, says, I have ordained thee a prophet unto nations. It means that the only person that can actually make it clear to you what you have been called to do is not Google, is not internet search, is not all this thing that people play online. Facebook will do play this game to know what you are born for. No, it's not all those things. The person that can actually tell you what you've been called to do is God. God came to him, said, see, me that formed you, I knew you since before you were in your mother's womb, and what I already created for you is that you will be a prophet. So the person that can actually make it clear to you concerning your life assignment is not even you. It is God who made you. Amen. And then Jeremiah said, Lord God, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But see what God said to him. Very powerful. Verse 7. God said, say not that I am a child. God said, don't talk like that. Stop saying that you are too small. Because see, when I was creating you, the purpose that I created for you is not something, is not a small child. What I've created for you is big. What I've created for you is massive. Your assignment is bigger than you. It's big. You may be 5 years old, but what I've called you to do is not 5 years old. It has been with me. Amen. So God was like, stop saying that you're a child. Don't you know the ability that I've put on the inside of you is not a small thing? You are not a child. Say, say not that I'm a child. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, if you've been feeling this way of, I cannot do this, I'm afraid, I can't go where God wants me to go, that's not God. That's the devil. Because the God that I know will tell you, don't talk like that. Don't think like that. Stop saying, some of you is, God, I don't have money. God will say, what will God say to you? Don't say you don't have money. Amen. Jeremiah's own was, Lord God, but I am a child. I cannot speak. God replied him and said, don't say you are a child. Amen. For some of you who have been complaining, your own excuse is, Lord God, I don't have the money. God's response to you is, don't say you don't have money. Hallelujah. Let's continue. He said to him, don't say you're a child. It says, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Now let's assume Jeremiah's excuse was, Lord God, I cannot do this thing because I don't have money. God's response to him would have been like this. Say not that you don't have money, for you will do that which I have commanded you to do. You will execute the project that I have commanded you to execute. Amen. Can you see that when you are thinking that it cannot be done, God is not even thinking that way. God is seeing it executed. God is seeing you carrying out that project. Hallelujah. You know, last week I said something. I said, it is not money that you need. It is the voice of God that you need. This is the voice of God speaking to Jeremiah, you know, in this verse, saying to him, don't say you're a child. You would go and speak. Amen. And I love verse 9. It says, and the Lord God put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. If your excuse, if you're playing the Jeremiah, you know, thing, that you're playing Jeremiah game that Jeremiah played with God, and say, oh Lord God, I cannot go because I don't have this. Your own is finances. Guess what? God is going to respond to you and say, don't say you don't have money. You are going to execute that project. And like verse 9, the way God put his words, the way God touched the mouth of Jeremiah, and the way God said to him, I have put my words in your mouth. God's going to touch your finances. God's going to start working on your mindset. He's going to touch your mind. He's going to start working on your mindset to begin to see prosperity. And he's going to put the resources in your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You cannot, you have no excuse. You cannot say no to God. Amen. Glory to God. You can't say no to God. Why? Because the plan that he has for you has been, you know, has already been in existence. Amen. He says, I have ordained you. He did not say, I'm going to be ordaining you a prophet unto nations. He said, I ordained you a prophet unto nations. Hallelujah. So what God has called you to do, I want you to see it tonight. What God, if God is calling you to say, what I've called you to do is to have an orphanage home or have a fashion industry or anything like that. Stop seeing it like, God, how shall these things be? How will it happen? And I want you to see it that it has already happened with God. In God's, you know, sight, he has already ordained you for that part. He has already seen it happen for you. Amen. Glory to God. He's seen you in that light. That's why the Bible says God calls things that be not as though they were. That's why God said to Abraham, says, I have ordained you a father of many nations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You need to begin to see the way God sees. You need to begin to think the way God thinks. Stop saying, Lord, I cannot. Say not that I'm a child. Stop saying you don't have money. Say not that you don't have money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible says, do not despise the days of small beginnings. Don't despise the days of small beginnings. Amen. You know, I love another translation. It says, for God is excited to see the work begin. Hallelujah. God is excited to see the work begin. Why? Do you know why God is excited? Because you are actually carrying out what he has already finished. What he has already concluded. What he had already planned out for you. You are carrying it out. You are working it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe you're getting blessed tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 51 verse 2. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 2. God said of Abraham. Amen. It says, I called him alone. I blessed him. And I increased him. I called him alone. I blessed him. It says, look unto Sarah.
your mother that bore you, look unto your father Abraham. It says, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. When God calls you, when God calls you, it is not unto shame and disgrace and, you know, a downgraded life. It's unto increase. It's unto increase. Amen. If God has called you to do something for him, stop running away. You are running away from your blessing and your increase. Hallelujah. If God has called you to do something, you are running away. You are running away from upliftment. You are running away from relevance. You are running away from increase. Hallelujah. Before God, you know, called Abraham, he has been battling with barrenness. All this while, he has been battling with barrenness. Him and his wife, no children. Amen. But the moment God called him and told him to do something for him, that very moment that God called him, amen, you can see that the problem that was he even had, not having a child, was what God used to make him relevant. God gave him a child and made him the father of many nations. Could it be that the problem that you are facing right now is the same problem that God has created you to solve? Hallelujah. It's the same problem that you were created for. Amen. You know, for me, I remember what actually brought me to Christ was relationship, you know, issues. You know, relationship issues, heartbreaks and all of these things. You know, and it got me really frustrated, got me heartbroken and all of that. You know, but what God, you know, did through me, he began to repair my heart. He began to, you know, repair my heart, you know, mend all the broken parts that I have allowed different guys to break. Amen. And I never knew that, you know, relationship, you know, issues is going to be one of the reasons, one of the things that he would have me do. Amen. Glory to God. So when you say yes to the call of God, you're saying yes to a life of relevance. You're saying yes to a life of blessing. You're saying yes to a life of empowering others. You're saying yes to a life of increase. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The more you say no to God, the more you say no to God, the more you are shutting down opportunities for him to lift you. Your upliftment is in the call of God. Your increase is in you following his plan for your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So stop running away from the call of God. The call of God is not unto decrease and dishonor. The call of God is unto honor. The call of God is unto blessing. The call of God is unto increase. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, now we're not going to the major thing that God wants me to leave us with tonight. Hallelujah. It's in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8. Hallelujah. Can we quickly go there? It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he did what he obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Let's read it again. It says, and Abraham, when he was called to go out, who called him? God. What did God tell him to do? Go out, leave thy kindred, leave thy father and your mother's house. That's what God called him to do. And then he obeyed. The Bible says, when he was called to go out into a place that he would later receive for inheritance, God told him, let's read it. Let's look for that scripture. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, verse 1. The Lord has said unto Abraham. The Lord had said. So that means the Lord has been saying to him. You know, but this particular time, decided to obey the call. The Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and out of thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Verse 2 says, I will make your name great, and I will bless you, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now, some of you may not have heard the call of God like this, with a back end promise. Okay, maybe for instance, God says, Tolu, I have called you to intercede for nations. Maybe that's where God stopped at. Maybe yours didn't come with promise like, and as you do this, I'm going to enlarge you. I'm going to make you, you know, great. I'm going to, if yours didn't come like that, please don't be discouraged. What God is saying to one, he's saying to all. Amen. If God tells you, start that WhatsApp meeting, that's all you heard. In the 3 hours prayer or the 3 hours retreat you did, you just heard, start a WhatsApp meeting for guys or ladies. But you never heard, I'm going to make you great. I'm going to do this for you. Don't worry. Amen. We have seen from Isaiah Isaiah 51 verse 2, that when God calls someone, it's a call unto increase. Amen. See, that call to start that WhatsApp meeting is God increasing you. Hallelujah. So God said to Abraham, he said that I'm going to make you great. I'm going to give you, make of you a great nation. He says, and thou shalt be a blessing. And God said, I'm going to bless those that bless you. I'm going to curse them that curse you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. For says, and Abraham did what? Abraham departed. Alright, let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. So God, I want to show us something tonight. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8. So Abraham, God called him to go out into a place which he should, after receive for inheritance. And Abraham obeyed. The only thing Abraham knew was, I heard God. He said he's going to make my name great. He said he's going to bless me. He's going to give me the land. But I don't know where the land is. That's all I know. Where he was going to, he did not know. See, read that scripture again. He said, and Abraham went out, not knowing whither he went. Abraham obeyed God, not knowing where he was going to. Let's say it in Pidgin. Abraham obeyed the call of God, not knowing what they do, where they go, without having direction. He did not have direction. Hallelujah. Abraham obeyed God without having direction. Some of you even have direction. God has told you where to start from. Abraham obeyed the call of God without knowing where he was going to. The Bible says he did not know where he was going to. But yet, he did what? He obeyed God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4, verse 3, it says that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. It means that Abraham departed believing God. This place I said you want to take me to, no problem. I don't know where I'm going. I don't have the full picture. But I believe you. I believe you have called me. God said to tell his daughters tonight that the reason some of you are not obeying his call is because you are waiting for the full picture. You're waiting for the full picture. You want everything to just set out. Lord, from step one, what do I do? What's step two? What's plan B? From plan B, I need plan C. I need the next thing. See, beloved, you need to get out of that attitude. You need to get out of that, you know, mindset. Amen. This is the life of faith. I'm a person, I love to strategize. I love to have the full plan. Like, give me the blueprint. Let me know from point one. Let me know that, oh, point two, point three. So we'll be going like that. See, if you want to walk with God and fulfill His plan and purpose for your life, let me break this news to you. You are not going to have it all figured out. And do you know what? It's okay. It's okay not knowing the next step. It's okay just knowing that God has called you. But you may not know where He wants you to go. It's okay to start like that. It's okay to know that God wants you to be in Lagos. But who He wants you to meet in Lagos, you don't know. It's okay. Amen. Some of you have felt depressed, felt confused because you don't have the full plan. All you know is just something that He told you. And you're just there sitting down, well, I'm waiting for the next instruction. And you've not done anything with that one instruction that He has told you. You are just there sitting. Abraham went out. The Bible says he departed, not knowing where he was going. Picture that in this modern times. Somebody coming out of his house with traveling bag, luggages, and he's going. Where you they go? He will tell the bus driver, I don't know. Does that not sound very, very foolish and stupid? See, there are times that in my work with God concerning, you know, his purpose in this ministry and all of that. And sometimes I feel very foolish. I won't lie to you. I feel like, Dory, what are you even doing, sis? What are you even doing? This WhatsApp, what are you even doing? See, I've come to tell you tonight that that place is very okay. It's very okay. It's very okay not to have it all figured out. It's very okay to feel like, God, what am I doing? God likes it that way. Because it's a place where you get to trust Him, where you are walking by faith. The Bible says by faith, Abraham sojourned in a land, in a strange land. That man was confused. In his natural mind, he was confused. But do you know what kept him sane? What kept him going was the voice of God, was what God had told him. So I want to ask you tonight, what has God said to you? What has God said to you? Has He said to write a book? That's what He said to you. But then you're thinking, who's going to read it? How is this book going to spread? How is this book going to bless people? And who's going to pay for it? La, 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 la. And you're allowing all those things to bombard your mind. And then you have decided to move. This message is for you tonight. See, you cannot have the full picture. If you want to walk with God by faith, trying to have the full picture will lead you to coming out with strategies in the flesh. Strategies that would make you start doing works of the flesh. It's okay not to know what to do next. Hallelujah. The Bible says Abraham did not know where he was going. It's okay. It's okay not to know how the vision is going to turn out. Hallelujah. What God has called you to do, that thing He has told you to do, why not begin working with it? And see, let me tell you something. Abraham, he did not have the Holy Ghost. He went out, he departed, not knowing where he was going. But see, I want you to know that you have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And I want you to trust Him that He's going to give you direction. He's going to give you direction. Hallelujah. When you get to a point where you're like, Lord, now we are here, what do we do next? The Holy Ghost is called our teacher. It's called our guide. He's going to tell you, now, turn here. But if you want to sit down and you refuse to depart, refuse to move and say, Lord, show me everything. I want to know what I need to do, how I need to go about it. You know, I need to know everything. If not, I'm not going to go anywhere. He wants me to go to a Port Harcourt. Port Harcourt to do what? If I go to Port Harcourt, where will I sleep? Where will I eat? Where will I this? Where will I that? I would counsel you, based on this teaching tonight, that you better pack your bag and start heading to Port Harcourt. Let me tell you a short story of mine. How God revealed His plan and purpose for my life. It was an encounter for me. It may not be an encounter for you. Even some of you may even have a more dangerous encounter. I was just reading a book, a Christian book. And then I heard, stand up now. Go to campus. I stay off campus. Go to campus. It was to 11. Usually lock campus gate by 11. I just stood up. just went to my wardrobe. Like somebody that they were pushing, remote controlling. Just went to my wardrobe. Carry cardigan. What? My roommate was like, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. All I know is, God said, go to campus. Okay, I said, I'm going to campus. She was like, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know. So I went to campus. You know, I went to sports center where they pray. And I lay down there. And I said, Lord, here am I. I never knew that that day was going to change the course of my life forever. I never knew that that day was the day that God was going to tell me what he created me for. That was the day God said to me clearly, I have called you to ladies. I heard it clearly. And he said to me, he told me the message that he has called me to preach to ladies. He told me, I cried. I was there with him all night. Ayaya. Now, what if I sat down in that bed and said, campus, to do what? I would have missed out on that encounter that day. Amen. Hallelujah. So you are waiting for God to give you the awful thing. No, see, it can't work that way. You know why? Let me tell you why. Turn with me. Still on Hebrews chapter 6. I mean, in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hey, yeah. Without faith, you have to believe him. You have to walk with what he gives you. You have to walk with what he tells you part time. You have to go where he tells you to go. And the one that he has not told you, don't worry about it. Just trust him. Because if you cannot trust him, it will be impossible for you to please him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So on this call of God, see, faith is part of the equation. In fact, it is the equation. It is the equation. Amen. You have to walk by faith. It is the question. You have to walk by faith and not by sight. God says, hold a conference by December. And he tells you, this is the conference. And then you do your mathematics. And you're like, God, oh, well, bank account. There's no money, oh. What do we do about this? Like Abraham, the Bible says he went, he departed, not knowing where he was going. I would counsel you to start praying and planning for that conference, even without the money. Yes. Because the next verse says that Abraham sojourned in the land of promise. That means he got to a particular point that he sojourned. He says he sojourned in a strange country with his son, Isaac and Jacob. I mean, you got to the point that God says, oh yeah, tabernacle here for a while. So as you step out, God will give you further instructions. As you step out, as you take a step, God will make it clearer to you. See, if they tell me that by this time, now, I would have written 4 books. When I started ministry in 2016 officially, I will laugh you to scorn. I did not start out ministry to be TMA or to be one author. No. Yes, God told me I'm going to write books, but how? I didn't know. But all I heard was, it's time. When ladies gather, move. And I moved to that instruction. And today, see where God has taken us. See what he's doing through us. Bestseller. Hey. In fact, sometimes I'm like, God, really, really, I mean, see, the call of God is unto increase. The call of God is unto blessing. I thank God that I obeyed to take his plan for my life seriously. I thank God that when it was time to launch out, I obeyed. I thank God that when it was the season to prepare, I obeyed. Hallelujah. Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. He went out. You may not know where the money will come from. Start that project. You may not know where the people would come from. Start that community. You may not know where helpers will come from. Start that vision. You may not know who we attend. How do we attend? Just start. As God said, you should do it. is going to back you up. People may say, this one, you are confused. You are planning for a conference. Have you found out how many people will come? How will they come? Who will come? How will you even meet the need? Blah, blah, blah. You are doing a conference. You are planning a conference. Don't go embarrass yourself. Don't go embarrass your family. Better just do what you can do. And all. Beloved, as God said it, God is not a man that he should lie. If he can take God by his word and say, Lord, I trust you. I'm going to do this. You see, faith is the wisdom of God. Obeying God is the wisdom of God. But if you look at it from the natural standpoint, it sounds and looks very foolish. Amen. So what God told Abraham, you know, to do, what Abraham was doing, you know, that was him walking in the wisdom of God. You know, because obeying the voice of God is walking in the wisdom of God. So Abraham was actually wise. He was doing the wise thing. But people looking at it from the natural standpoint will be like, Shewa Okisha, you're going to a place that you don't know. Hallelujah. So let me tell you this. If the vision that God has placed in your heart, if you tell me that what God has placed in your heart is something that is always making sense to people, we need to check it again. See, most of the time, what God wants you to do will rattle human thinking. It will shake the mental capacity. That is why we pray in the Holy Ghost. So we can break away from every mind-limiting factor. Glory to God. Amen. Because what God has called you to do, your mind cannot take it. Oh, Jesus, your mind is bigger than your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's bigger than your brain. Glory to God. So you have to see the way God sees. Amen. By the Holy Ghost, you have to see the way God sees. You have to move from mental thinking to spiritual thinking. You have to see the way God sees. You have to look the way God looks at things. Jesus saw that girl dead. He said she was sleeping. You started a vision. Only two people came. Makusakata. Egabalagadasha. Oh, Makili Adaba. The natural man's sight will say, are you sure God called you to do this thing? Ekupali Gadabahandi. But when you see the way God sees, you would understand that though my beginning may be small, but my latter end shall greatly increase. Though two people came for the first edition, all the next edition were taking over. That's how we see. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham walked with God. He was walking in the wisdom of God. See, that thing that God has called you to do, it may not make sense to people. That vision, it may not make sense. That's why when the angel of God came to Mary, like, how shall these things be? Amen. That's why you need to be careful. Why are you even sharing? You have shared your vision with so many people, and they don't take you serious any longer. They don't take you serious any longer. They've talked you out of it. They've said different things. They've spoken lack to you. They've spoken doubt to you. Before you share your vision with people, make sure you're sharing it with like minds. Make sure you're sharing it with Elizabeth. Make sure you're sharing it with people who can take the baby that is kicking on the inside of you. Don't go about sharing your vision with people who don't have understanding, who don't have the wisdom of God, who don't have deep spiritual understanding, who can discern spiritually. Amen. Obedience to the call. Obedience. Who have you allowed to talk doubt into what God has called you to do? The person has said it's not possible. Stay who? Imagine if they told Abraham that, see, let me just advise you. You want to lose. Don't ever embark on this journey. He wouldn't have been the father of many nations. Who has talked you out of what God has called you to do? Who has spoken doubt? Who has spoken unbelief? Who has said you cannot do it? Tonight is your night. I pray for you. You break out of that mind limitation in the name of Jesus. What has God called you to do? What vision has He placed in your heart that you've allowed the voice of critics, the voice of men, you've allowed the enemy use those people's voices to shut you down? Oh, they've spoken and then they've drained that vision out of your heart. They've spoken impossibility. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. What has God called you to do? It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. It's time to arise and take heed to that calling. Amen. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 4, verse 17, Paul, rounding up his letter, he said, tell Archippus that he should take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Hi. He said to tell him to take heed. Do you know what it means to take heed? It means take seriously the ministry which you have received from the Lord. Why? Because if you don't take what God has called you to do seriously, if you don't take what He has called you to do seriously, you are not living life at all. Because the scripture that we read in the beginning says that I have come to do thy will, O God. So you have to take serious this will of God. You have to take serious the ministry He has called you to do. What He has called you to do. The fulfillment of it is ministry. You have to take heed of it. You have to take heed to it. Hallelujah. Which you have received from the Lord. It's not some, you know, area boy that called you. It's not some, you know, area person that sent you on an errand. We are talking about the God of the whole world, the Almighty God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. It's not even Buhari or Donald Trump that sent you, that gave you a vision, that placed something in your heart to do. This is God Almighty, and you are joking with it, and you are telling me you cannot do it, and you are giving me excuse. If Donald Trump calls you right now and says, before the end of 2020, I want you to write 5 books. Please, all these excuses that some of you have been giving, I don't think I can write. Eh? You will burn midnight candles. It's like some of us don't even know who is even asking us to do something here. Maybe we need to refresh our mind. We're talking about the beginning and the end, the Ancient of Days, the Aruba Ojo, the Almighty God, the one who has no beginning and no ending, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am. Amen. The one that the one that no man has seen before. That His Son came to reveal. Amen. The self-existing one, the one who does not need anybody to exist, is the one sending you to do something, is the one putting His plans and purpose in your life, telling you, do this, this is what I want you to do. And you're there saying, I cannot, I don't think I can. You're there giving excuses. How the enemy has blinded our eyes. Oh, Mashana Mahani, that's why we pray for light. We pray for light, that we may know the hope of our calling. And not just the hope of our calling, that we may know the gravity of this hope of our calling. We know the weight of it. It says, tell Archippus so that he should take heed to the ministry which he has received in the Lord. You receive your life assignment in the Lord. It's in the Lord you receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. If whatever it is you're doing is not the Lord that gave you, I'm sorry, you're wasting your time. Then he said that he should take it to the ministry she has received in the Lord, that he should do what? Fulfill it. Beloved sisters, hear this. The fulfillment of God's plan for your life is resting on you. You are the one who would fulfill it. Read it very well. You are the one who will fulfill what God has called you to do. All this one that you are thinking that maybe it's God that fulfills it. I'm sorry, yo. God will help you. Amen. God's going to play His part. But see, let me tell you. You are the one who is going to fulfill. If you don't step out. If you don't take a stand. And arise. And shine. And begin to work out that plan. that God has planned for you, that calling that God has given to you, if you don't step out to begin to prepare, nobody, read my lips if you can read it, nobody is going to do it for you. It is your assignment. It is your calling. It is therefore your responsibility to fulfill it. So if you are not obedient to the call of God upon your life, you are irresponsible. Amen. You are very responsible. But tonight is the night where we drop every baggage of irresponsibility. And we begin to respond to what God has called us to do. Oh, Makati Balabahaya. Some of you know what God has called you to do. But you're like, God, I don't think I can do it in the capacity that you want me to do it. God said to tell you, start from where you are. God, you know God has called you to, you know, preach to a lot of people. You know, you've seen it. But you're like, God, I can't even start preaching to, start with the one person beside you, your roommate, amen, with the two people around you. Hallelujah. Start on social media. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I love it when a lady said to me, she was like, you know, God has laid on my heart to support you in what you're doing. Amen. She's like, I don't have the capacity now to do it in a bigger way, but I'm going to start with what I have. And the lady has started. And I'm like, this is how it works. This is how you start from where you are. Some of you want to be very big first before you answer God. Abraham went out. He departed, not knowing where he was going. Start first. Yes, you want to have a big restaurant first before you take your career seriously, your job seriously. Oh, until I build a restaurant, I'm not going to do anything and all of that. You better start teaching people how to cook from now. Start in your kitchen. How many of you, there's this woman who sells moimoi. How Mama took her to the White House. Hallelujah. She started in her kitchen. Glory to God. Stop waiting for big platforms. It's a word for somebody. You're waiting for big platforms. Stop waiting for big platforms before you move. It's time to take heed. It's time to move. And it's time to begin to fulfill it. It's time to begin to fulfill what God has called you to do. It's time to obey the call of God. Oh, it is your responsibility to obey the call of God. Oh, it is your responsibility to pick up that phone and say hello. And say hello. God said to Jeremiah, I said, you will go wherever I want you to go. You are going to do this, guy. Hey, you will do this, sir, because it's something that I've ordained you to do. So you will do it. There's nothing like I'm a child here. God is saying to you, there's nothing like, there's no money here. I'm broke. I don't know that, though. I don't understand broke. All I know is that I made Jesus poor so that you might be rich. So you have to use your faith and begin to see abundance work in your life. I have provided everything that you need. I have given you my spirit. I have given you my word that does not return back to me void. I have given you angels. I have placed them as your heirs. You can send them on assignment. So don't give me excuse. Don't tell me you cannot do it. The greater one lives on the inside of you. You are fully loaded for this assignment. No excuses. That's God's message to us tonight. No excuse. So quit giving God excuses. Come on, let's pray in other tongues. Kaba shata. Eko salamande. Ebrega debedosha. No more excuses. Kaba lida bahaya. No more. I cannot. Kebolo bodobosha. Kilibogo dobolo bodosha. It's time. Makasu kali badabaha. O rebosha li badabaha. Rege dege dege de. Mako salabadabaha. I'm tired of the status quo. There's gotta be more than this. There's gotta be more than this. Oh shatala barabaha. Oh shatali barabaha. Oh rabakatala barabaha. Get tired of living like an ordinary man. Get tired of chasing after money, chasing after marriage, chasing after relationship. If you get married and you do not know what God has called you to do, you get married, you are not fulfilling what God has called you to do, you'll be frustrated. Hey, you'll be frustrated, oh. Let me tell you the truth, because is it that sex you want to be having? You can't have sex 24/7. Hallelujah. You are not a machine. Amen. You cannot be having sex every time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So something must be moving in your heart, keeping your heart, igniting a good matter. And that thing must be what God has called you to do. Oh, your heart must be towards fulfilling an assignment that God has preordained you for. That is purpose. So you have to take it. A cobra get debede. Likoto sanama namahadi. Korabadabahaya. For some is a season of preparation. For some is your season to discover what God has called you to do. For some is your season to launch out. Makasu kapi lakata. E koloboto kotoba liga dabaha. Rigatu sanana mandi. I hear for somebody here. Why are you delaying? Makusa bali gede. E kotoba andi. Everything is ready. Everything is ready. Stop the delay. Kaputa. E kolobo dobodo. Riga daba daba daba. The harvest is ripe. Makusa lida baha. Step out right now. Makusa la baha. Trust me. I got you. Kapusa la baha. O shende bolokoto. O ribagada bahasha. Can we give God praise tonight? Can we lift up our hands and say, Father, thank you. Elebo shana mande. Thank you, Father, for this month at His feet. Elebo shana mande. Oh, rimana mahasha. Oh, is a call to arise. Is a call to arise and take your place. Elebe gadagadi abadabaha. Is a call to arise and take your place. Ikaposa pande. Kelebo dogodo. Oh, shana mande boto. Egetu baladabaha. Yes, I hear for someone. Stay there. Where I've put you, I want you to stay there. Ikabalabaha. Don't rush out too quickly. Kabalabadabaha. I see you like you're squatting. Makele bodogodoho. It's like you're washing somebody's clothes. Kapula badabaha. God says, stay there. Elebo godobodobo. I'm strengthening your hands. Mikaputa. Aya, aya. Oh, shalamande. I see you exploding. Egedebohusha. From that place of service. Apali gedegede. I see God empowering your hands. Your hands actually got bigger. Ikapula badabaha. And you just sprung up. Parekete. Ikotobala badabaha. Oh, Kalabarabahaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I bless you in the name of the Lord. Oh, Makatala Barabahaya. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. You know, before we draw the curtains, hallelujah, I want us to know that, see, these things that, you know, that was shared tonight, it's even something that the sons of this world, they run with. People who don't even know Christ, who don't speak in tongues, they run with it. You know, I was watching a documentary one time, and I was listening to Mark Zuckerberg. He was saying that you don't have to have the full blueprint. I mean, you don't need to know everything. What you have, start with it. Amen. This was what Abraham did. He departed, not knowing where he was going. Do you understand? So if you see all of these people, if you read their history, person who made Apple, Steve Jobs, they never knew that all these things is going to be, there's going to be something called iPhone 11 by this time. They just took up the vision and started running with it. You get. So please, guys, stop waiting for the full big picture before you start taking seriously the call of God upon your life. What is that seed? The Bible says the kingdom of God is like a seed. What's that idea that God has placed in your heart? It's a seed. Amen. And the more you walk with it, the more you water and the more it will grow, you begin to see, oh, this is the next thing to do. God begin to direct you. We begin to show this is the next thing to do. Because the truth is, God cannot tell you everything. If He tells you everything, imagine when God was telling Abraham. Imagine now, God called Abraham, Genesis 12, and He says to him, Abraham, go, follow me. I'll bless you. But at some point in time, you have to kill your son. See, I don't know who you are or where you're coming from, but see, that's not gonna work. Do you understand? So see, the you have to keep walking with God. And as you walk with God, it's gonna unveil the next phase to you. Right now, if I tell you that I have a 5-year plan for WLG, I don't. I'm serious, I don't. Amen. Glory to God. God might say for the next 5 years. Everybody, you know, just going through the phase of intercession. WLG has entered into the phase of intercession. And if that's what God says, we're going to do it. God can say for the next 5 years, you people are, you know, spreading over the face of the earth. Whatever he says, I'm down with it. Amen. If you want to start, you know, carving, it's good to have 5-year goal plan, 10-year goal plan. It's good when you have, when God has said this is what you'll be doing. But when God has not said so, having, designing all those kind of things, personally, and even from what I've seen from God's word, it's not wise. You may have it though, but just make sure that once the Holy Spirit is telling you this is what to do, be, ensure that you are, you'll be ready to interrupt those plans. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe we've been blessed tonight. Amen. I have been blessed sharing with us, and I want us to take it to this word that God has, you know, brought to us. Amen. It's okay not to know the next, you know, thing to do. But that one that you have in your hand, do it. That instruction that God has given you, start with it. Amen. Stop looking for, oh God, what next? What next? What have you done with what he has said you should do? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. It's been an amazing month. And this is me wishing you happy new month in advance. Amen. August is going to be amazing. Let's get into our reading, Bible reading plan. All right. If you've missed it, repent forward. Glory to God.